Earlier this month, China began auctioning off its state cotton reserves. These auctions are expected to continue through the end of August, just prior to the harvest of the 2016 cotton crop. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with details on the auctions and shares a few things to watch in the following months.
It is too early to make any predictions based on the early auction results due to the short supplies held by mills and the predominance of imported cotton in the early auctions. Looking ahead, some key factors to watch include what discounts will be applied to the base price given the age and quality of the cotton. Will the auctions encourage more mill use? Chinese cotton mill use has been declining mostly due to lower priced man-made fiber. In recent months, the price gap between China's internal cotton price and the price of man-made fiber has narrowed. The availability of lower priced reserve cotton could increase cotton use by mills. In their initial estimates for the 2016-17 marketing year, USDA is projecting China's mill use to increase by 1 million bales.
And when it comes to China's yarn imports?
In the past few years, China has dramatically reduced cotton imports and is assumed to restrict 2016 imports to the required WTO minimum tariff rate quota. However, while China's raw cotton imports have been declining since 2011, China's yarn imports have steadily increased since yarn imports are not subject to quota restrictions. Since 2010, China has steadily increased yarn imports from India, Pakistan, and Vietnam. Another key question is what is the longer-term target level of stocks? China has announced a plan to gradually reduce stocks to a reasonable level in the longer term. Therefore, it is very conceivable that excessive Chinese stocks will still impact the market for several years.
Campici closes with her final question.
Will auction purchases be limited to mills, or will traders be eligible to purchase and or export? Although not expected to happen, should China allow exports of the reserve cotton, the impact on world prices would be larger. To date, the current auctions have not brought any surprises to the market, but we will continue to monitor the situation.